Hey, everyone. This is Dylan here. So this week is going to be a little bit of a special one. It is the vernal equinox this week. That is when the sun is exactly over the equator. It's March 19th, and that is also the official start of spring, the very best season of them all, the birds, the bunnies, the flowers. And as a nod to that, we're going to be bringing you five stories with one theme. It is Over Our Heads Week. We're going to look to the night sky. We're going to spend time in and among the stars and hear from people who are going to encourage us to change our perspective on the world above us. I hope you enjoy it. Ryan Andresen likes the dark.
We have to do trading with the crews, and one of the flight attendants came up on the flight deck, and she goes, "It is so dark up here, I can't see."
He's a commercial airline pilot.
We just operate in a very, very dark environment up there in the flight deck, which is barely our screens lit up.
When they reach cruising altitude and float along through the night sky, it's calm and placid up there.
I love just gazing out over the stars. Last night, I came in from over the Las Vegas area and just passed between Las Vegas and Salt Lake. It's pretty dark. And just the sky is just incredible up there at altitude.
Down on the ground, Ryan lives in Layton, Utah, about 20 minutes north of Salt Lake. His house is on a quiet corner lot. He's got a backyard, and it's pretty private. And at night, it was always really pretty dark there. Just the way Ryan liked it. But then, a street lamp ruined it all. I'm Dylan Thuris, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, wondrous, and today, darkest places. Today, the story of how that one street lamp led Ryan Andresen to Goblin Valley, Utah. A dark sky certified place for lovers of the night sky. More after this. If you're looking for a place where the wide open skies and the towering mountains inspire you to find an untapped part of yourself, you might want to take a trip to Wyoming. It's a place where bold, curious spirits forge their own way on all types of adventures. There is no shortage of iconic, expansive landscapes out there. You can discover breathtaking hikes, stunning state parks, authentic Western culture, and other historic sites, along with the tales of famous outlaws like Butch Cassidy and pioneers like Buffalo Bill Cody. The truth lies west. Discover yours at travelwyoming.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
So Ryan Andresen had a problem. This newly installed street lamp outside of his house.
It pretty much blasted my bedroom window, and it was just like daylight. Needless to say, I tried to get some shielding put on it or have it pointed in a different direction.
But the local officials in Layton, Utah, they were not interested in these suggestions.
Their answer was pretty much, "Can you put a blanket in your window?" And it kind of opened my eyes as to, this might be a problem.
So it was Ryan versus the street lamp. And it seemed like he was in this fight alone. So he started Googling around, trying to talk to other people in the neighborhood, and thinking about street lamps more than he had ever before in his life. And he learned that actually he wasn't alone. He met a woman who'd also gotten in touch with the city. Her complaint? Unshielded lighting. Street lamps were throwing light in all directions, including up into the sky. And this woman was working for a local park that was a dark sky designated park. People visited the park specifically to stargaze, and all of these unshielded lights, they were washing out the darkness.
So I decided, I'll try to help you out, and let's see what we can do to maybe we'll go to the city council meeting, and with your support, maybe we can get something going.
From there, Ryan was full steam ahead. He formed an advocacy organization called Dark Sky Layton. He started a Facebook page, and he wanted to find an image for that page that would really hook people when they landed there. And I gotta say, if it were me, I would have just Googled the word stars and then used a super high-resolution picture, but not Ryan. Instead, he showed up to a night sky photography class, not to take pictures of the night sky, but to document the photographers as they gazed up into the heavens. And that's when things clicked into place.
I sat through this class that I wasn't even a part of and was blown away at what these photographers were after.
As the photographers clicked through their photographs, Ryan sat there in his chair, watching this detailed map of the night sky reveal itself through their images.
It just amazed me that you could actually capture this kind of detail about the night sky that our eyes really can't see.
Ryan decided he needed more. He needed to get out into the darkness himself. So he got a camera, enrolled in a class, and headed out into the night.
And using the techniques that I learned in there, captured the Milky Way over the Great Salt Lake. It's almost a spiritual moment, and I call it touching the night sky for yourself. I can show you pictures, and we can show you Hubble pictures of the night sky, but I really don't think it gets to you until you actually can see it yourself and touch it yourself, whether it be with a telescope or, you know, some binoculars, or even just your eyes.
Now, to get those images with a camera or a telescope, you can't just go outside and take them anywhere. To really touch the sky, you need true darkness. When there are too many lights, too many street lamps, the light goes up into the sky and the stars just wash out. They might as well evaporate. If you live in New York City and you go outside and look up, good luck counting more than just a few stars. But luckily for Ryan, he just happened to live near one of the darkest places in the continental United States, Goblin Valley. Goblin Valley looks about as strange as it sounds. It's a state park about 4 hours from where Ryan lives. By day, it's this sea of desert orange. Orange dust, orange rocks. And there's the goblins. They're called hoodoos, these enormous sandstone structures that look like a giant orange mushroom. Some of them are 150 feet tall, formed by millennia of erosion in an ancient ocean. In Goblin Valley, there are thousands of these bizarre, beautiful rock formations. The word hoodoo means to bewitch, and it's a fitting description for Goblin Valley. It's some of the most unusual and stunning scenery that our planet has to offer. But every evening, there's a moment when things go from strange and bewitching to truly dazzling. The hoodoos turn into eerie shadows and dark outlines underneath a starry night sky that absolutely commands your attention.
It's hard for me to describe that without actually being there, but it's incredible. And so let me start off. Let me switch over here and I'll show you.
I should mention, when Ryan logged into the Zoom call, his virtual background was a starry night sky, a picture he had taken. And during the call, he pulled up more photos, all taken in Goblin Valley.
House over here. And of course, the Milky Way core that's right here. So we're right here is about the center. There's a big black hole that holds all of us together.
Goblin Valley State Park is a little more remote and a little less famous than some of its state park neighbors, which means when you go there, you often have it all to yourself, alone in the dark. And the folks who run the park, they're protective of this darkness. Goblin Valley is also dark sky certified, which means that certain criteria have to be met. Not too many lights, they have to be shielded. And the result is a place where people can experience the cosmos. Sometimes it's people like Ryan who've always loved darkness. But a lot of times, it's people who are touching the sky for the very first time.
Remember the oohs and the ahs that you hear amongst when you see people that have seen it for, I mean, sometimes I run into folks that come in from these big cities, Chicago and New York, and they are blown away. They've never seen it before, but yeah, just share that experience and take your time and just don't do anything. Don't plan anything. Just plan on just grabbing a lawn chair and looking up.
Ryan says it's not just the oohs and ahs. It's about feeling that something deeper, vaster.
I tell you, I think you can bring two people feuding and you can take them out on a good pristine night such as this in Goblin Valley, and just it gives you this sense of, I don't know if it's your you feel small and almost insignificant. And I know that sounds almost in an opposite way, but you see how big the universe is and how much you're a part of it. And the disputes that you have almost dissolve. When we get under a night sky, we're all just, we realize that we're all together on this little planet and in the middle of this vast universe. Enjoy the dark, get to know it, because it is, it's incredible.
Looking at the night sky, stargazing, was once something that was so common and fundamental. It was a given. It was everywhere. Now, it's something we have to seek out and protect. But once you see it, you can't look away. And for Ryan Andresen, the night sky over Goblin Valley only deepened his connection to darkness. He's developed a little bit of a reputation for talking people up about the night sky.
Oh, way too much. Yeah, I know. Everybody, yeah, even at work, because, you know, that we have so much time, we can talk with coworkers up there at the flight deck just as we cruise along, that a lot of people know that I've been known to be, you know, the night sky guy.
A quick note, Ryan's organization, Dark Sky Layton, has since changed its name and is now Night Sky Science. And if you head to Salt Lake City, you can drive about 215 miles southeast and you will reach Goblin Valley State Park. Special thanks to Ryan Andresen for taking us on this journey into the dark. This episode was produced by
Johanna Mayer.
Our podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs. The production team includes
Doug Baldinger,
Chris Naka,
Camille Stanley,
Willis Ryder Arnold,
Sarah Wyman,
Manolo Morales,
Gianna Palmer,
Tracy Samuelson,
John Delore,
Peter Clowney.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
This episode was sound designed and mixed by
Luce Fleming.
If you want to learn more, be sure to visit atlasobscura.com. There's a link in our episode description. Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall. I'm Dylan Thuris, wishing you all the wonder in the world. I will see you soon.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Lale Arakoglu, host of Women Who Travel. Women Who Travel is a transported podcast for anyone curious about the world. We talk to adventurers and athletes.
I've raced the God's Own Adventure Race, which is on the South Island and goes through the mountains down in the Southern Alps on New Zealand. That was 8 days spent out in the wilderness.
And chefs.
Iranian food is home, it's family, it's love.
And we share dispatches from our listeners.
Ireland is full of these, I will call them ghosts of the past.
From stampeding elephants to training sled dogs, we hear it all.
The dogs will curl right up with you, and it can be kind of cozy waiting things out.
New episodes of Women Who Travel publish every Thursday. Join us wherever you listen.